Okay, let's see. Teferis Yisrael Parakai. Everyone can see it on the screen. It's okay. It's working. Okay, Gavaldik. Excellent. So let's ask a very, very simple question that maybe we've asked ourselves. Maybe our children have asked us. Maybe we've discussed it with a chavrusa or a friend. And that's the following question. Hamitzvos shenasan Hashem Yisbarach liYisrael yesh lishol alayhem. We've been learning how mitzvos serve to perfect us, and mitzvos serve to help us connect to something bigger than physical reality, and how the Torah and mitzvos is an opportunity to not be a regular human being, to live a little bit l'mala min hateva. So let's ask a simple question. Why did Hashem give us mitzvos? And specifically, the question we're going to address tonight, we're not going to get the answer from the Maharal tonight, but we're going to get the question, and that is, why did Hashem give us so many mitzvos? If the abundance of mitzvos is supposed to be good for us, as the Pasuk tells us in Devarim, the Pasuk says, Vayitzavenu Hashem Elokeinu lasos hachukam ha'ela litov lanu kol hayamim butzadaka v'gomer. If Hashem gave us mitzvos litov lanu for our benefit, so the question is going to be, now he just mentions parenthetically, v'im kiyesh lomar she'ein hakosum medaber b'riboy ha'mitzvos. Now, you could say that this pasuk doesn't help us at all. The pasuk might just be telling us that mitzvos are good. The pasuk is definitely telling us that mitzvos are good. But our question is going to be about the abundance of mitzvos. So even though you could say this pasuk's not a proof at all that an abundance of mitzvos is good, but if you want to learn the pasuk that way, that it's tov lanu to have 613 mitzvos, even though the pasuk pshat, you could say, she'ein akosu medaber b'riboy ha-mitzvos, rak she'ha-mitzvos heim tov ela adam, it could be that the pasuk is not telling us anything about the quantity of mitzvos, but just telling us that generally mitzvos are good. But let's assume the pasuk is telling us that a lot of mitzvos is good. So let's ask a simple question. If you're not convinced what the pasuk is saying, but we know this Maimra Chazal very, very well. You've heard it basically every time between Mincha Ma'ariv. Right, Amr Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha, Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Laficha Chir B'lehem Torah Mitzvos. God loves you so much that He decided to give you mitzvos, and more mitzvos, and more mitzvos, and more mitzvos. Hashem, that's great, you love me so much, but take it easy with the mitzvos. If you love me so much, why are you making my life so demanding? Shenemar Hashem Chafetz L'man Tziko Yagdil Torah V'yadir. Hashem in His great love for the Jewish people gave us an abundance of mitzvos. So says the Maharal, a simple kasha, a simple question. U'me'ata yesh lishol, ki eich yomar she'Hashem chafetz l'zakus es Yisrael l'kach hirbalei mitzvos. If you love me so much, Hashem, you would have given me seven mitzvos like my non-Jewish neighbor. Sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. It's manageable, it's logical. Why'd you pile on more mitzvos and more mitzvos and more mitzvos? It just makes life so demanding. V'davar zeh neged ha-seichel, shehayo lo lemayit b'mitzvos, kedei shelo yeyeh tzarech lishmor har b'mitzvos. If you love me so much, so make my life easier. Lift some of that burden off of my shoulders. Now again, you don't want me to use the word burden for mitzvos, I understand. But on a simple level, it's a big responsibility. So if you love me so much, why did you pile so many mitzvos, so much responsibility upon me? Give me a couple of mitzvos. Then I'll be able to get an olam haba by keeping to the basics. But by giving me more mitzvos and more mitzvos and more mitzvos, Hashem, you actually made it very difficult for me to win this incredible game called life. Now the Rambam has in his Perash HaMishnah an explanation, which the Maharal is about to dissect. Okay, he shows you both the precision of the Maharal to take on those who lived, you know, hundreds of years before him, and it also shows you the greatness of the Maharal, that he has the courage to take on the Rambam. But if you were to learn this Rambam in a vacuum, you'd say it's a beautiful Rambam, but the Maharal is going to tear it to pieces. He's going to ask some very pointed questions. But here's what the Rambam says, and it's a beautiful image. The Rambam says in the Perash HaMishnah, to Maseches Makos, on that Mishnah, but Rambam Zal Perish from Maseches Makos v'zeles Shono. Rambam says the following: Meikare ha'amuna b'Torah. It's one of the principles of our faith. Ki kishiyakayim adam mitzvah min tarag mitzvos karoy v'kohogan. What is the principle of faith that the Rambam's talking about here? The principle of faith, I guess, is schar and onesh. But says the Rambam, if you want to really get Olam Haba, you have to have a really outstanding mitzvah. At some point in your life, you have to have a perfect mitzvah. And that becomes your Olam Haba, says the Rambam. When a person is mekayim a mitzvah from the Taryag mitzvahs, karaoi v'kahogan, and he gets it just right, and he's not, there's no combination of the kavanah of the mitzvah with other kavanahs, ulterior motives, v'lo shatav im kavanasa mikavanos ha'olam, he doesn't combine it with any other kavanos of Olam Haza, of any other reasons, whether it's a social peer pressure, or whether it's a desire to be favorable in Hashem's eyes. He just does it lishma, whatever your conception of lishma is in your mind. He does a perfect mitzvah. Elisha yasa oso me'ava. He does it out of pure love for Hashem. Says the Rambam, that mitzvah, it might be once in a lifetime. It may be one time, maybe that one shmona esrei that you really poured out your heart. It may be that one time that you got really lost in your learning, that you lost track of the time. It may be the time that you gave tzedakah without that extra, you know, krechs, like, you know, another check I have to write. Right? Whatever it is, there's that moment in your life where you just, you know, it was bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, and this time you hit it out of the park, grand slam. And that becomes, says the Rambam, that is your Olam Haba. Hinei zocha l'chaye olam. That becomes your Olam Haba. And therefore, says the Rambam, al zeh nemar, that's what Rabbi Hanani ben Akashi was talking about when he said that Hashem gave us a lot of mitzvos. Ki ha-mitzvos biyosam harbe, by having many, many opportunities to, so to speak, come to bat, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, with a chance to win the game with a grand slam home run. E-F-shar, over the course of a lifetime, with so many different opportunities to hit that shot, so to speak, shelo yasa odin b'chayev achas mehena al matchunasa v'al shlemusa. It's impossible, says the Rambam, that you're not going to hit it out of the park at least once. And that moment will become your defining moment. That becomes your Olam Haba. Uva'asiyas osa ha-mitzvah techaye nafsho ba'osa ma'isa. That is going to be your ticket to eternal life. That one defining moment. So therefore Hashem is throwing lots of, you know, curveballs at us over the course of a lifetime. A lot of opportunities. It's true, the Rambam says, you'll probably strike out a lot of times also. But there's going to be that one moment where you just get that perfect mitzvah, and that becomes your Olam Haba. Umimasha yora alikar zen, says the Rambam in conclusion, what serves to prove this point? Masha shal Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. What Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion asked, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, on his deathbed. We'll see the full Gemara in a couple of lines. Ma ani l'chai Olam Haba. He asked one of the tzaddikim of his generation, what's going to be with me in Olam Haba? Am I going to be zoicha to Olam Haba? And he said back to him, Ve'yeshivo Hameshav, he responded to him, Klom Maisa Bal Yadcha. Did you ever do anything really great in your life? Do you have any moment that really stands out? Klomar, Asisa Mitzvah Kahogan. Did you ever do a mitzvah just perfect? Totally Lishma? Ve'yeshiv and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion responded, Ki nizdamna lo mitzvah staka al shlemus. One time I gave tzedakah perfectly. You gave a perfect tzedakah one time, then yes, then you have a place in the world to come. So the Rambam develops this idea of sort of that perfect mitzvah at some point over the course of a lifetime. It's a beautiful image. It's mamash a beautiful image. For all the times we get up to Daven Shemona Esrei and we're half there and half not. And for all the times we give the tzedakah with that extra krechs of, you know, how many times are people going to keep knocking on my door? And when we're, you know, when we're falling asleep during our learning, and we wonder what's the point of even coming to learn. For all those times that the mitzvah doesn't work out as we would like it to be. For all the times that, you know, I begrudgingly honor my parents, or I begrudgingly do this mitzvah or that mitzvah. But that one time that I just put my whole being into it, me'ava, that becomes my Olam Haba. Again, it's a beautiful image. But says the Maharal, there's so many problems with this image, if we're going to be honest. V'teima al zeh. The Maharal says, I don't get it. I have to ask. I'm sorry, but I have to ask on the Halakha Rambam. Ki eich yisbulu devarav, how can we be sovel such an interpretation? After all, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Behedya, the Gemara tells us explicitly, Da'aliba dekule alma berov averos liyom adin nidon legehenim. Chevra, we all know this Gemara. What's this Gemara? The Gemara says there are three categories of Jews. There are tzaddikim gemurim. They go straight up. They go straight to a good place. What's the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara's Lashon is Nechtavim v'nechtavim v'nechtavim la'alter l'chai olam. They get olam haba right away. Rishaim gemurim, they go straight to Gehenim. A Beinoni, if you're 50-50, Hashem gives you the Aser Simei Tshuva to try to work things out. What happens if you get stuck exactly 50-50? Whether it's the end of the year or the end of your life, Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel, let's be generous tonight like Beis Hillel, V'rav Chesed, Hashem is Mata Klape Chesed. Hashem tips the scales in your favor. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see that if you're 50-50, Hashem will get you through. If you're a big tzaddik, Hashem will get you through. But if you have more averos than mitzvos, then there's nothing to talk about. I don't care that you hit a grand slam one time. I don't care that you have this perfect mitzvah. You come to Hashem, you say, remember the time I got that perfect Shemot Esrei? And Hashem says, and remember the majority of the time when you didn't serve me properly? And you did more averos than mitzvos? So this Gemara is telling us there's no such thing as this one defining moment. Again, on the one hand, we can get a lot of chizik from this Rambam. On the other hand, says the Maharal, is it really about... Imagine l'mashal. Imagine a player who has a... You know, again, I'm sorry to use all the sports mashal, but it's an easy mashal, you know, lahavdil. Lahavdil from what we're talking about here, but it's an easy mashal for us to grasp. Imagine a player who has a lousy career. Whether it's a baseball player or a basketball player, he has a lousy career. You know, his batting average over the course of his lifetime is like, you know, 185. But one time, somehow he ended up in that moment and he hit that grand slam and won the game. So what are they going to say about him for the rest of his life? Well, they're going to talk about that amazing game, how this lousy player one time, he was the hero of that game. But he's not going to the Hall of Fame. He's not going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame because one time he came through in the clutch. We look at his career was lousy. So says the Maharal, I don't understand this concept of the Rambam. So it's great that one time he had a grand slam. It's gvaldik, it's beautiful. It's really amazing. And you know what? People are going to watch that little video clip over and over again. But in terms of the big picture of his career, of his lifetime, he's going to have to go to Gehenim. Because that's what the Gemara says. If you have more averos, then you go to Gehenim. That's what it means. A Rasha Gamor means a person who has more averos than mitzvos. So therefore, says the Maharal, V'hosam ayri l'olam haba, the context of that Gemara is talking about olam haba. Tosfos makes it very clear there that even a person who's passed on has to go through a second judgment to determine if they're going to experience tchias ameisim and olam haba. Okay, but it's clear from the Gemara when it says that tzaddikim gemurim, that perfect tzaddikim are nechtavim la'alter l'chaye olam, that we're talking about olam haba in this Gemara. So what do you mean? A person gets a perfect mitzvah and he goes to Olam Haba? It's not how it works, says the Maharal. It's not at all how it works. We're talking about Olam Haba in this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin. It says, Tzadikim gemurim nechtavim l'chai Olam Haba, ve'eich yistur gemara aruch. So how can the Rambam contradict a very clear and well-known Gemara? Ve'im yomer da'ha da'amrinan sha'afilu b'mitzvah acha zorchel Olam Haba. And if you'll tell me maybe what the Rambam meant, how does this one mitzvah get you to Olam Haba? Hainu she'osa mitzvah achas, aval lo asa shum aveira. Maybe it's if he did one really great mitzvah and didn't do any averos. Well, that's not really a big chiddush. Im kein ein kan lahagdir schar klau. So then we still go back to our opening question, which is what? How do many, many, many mitzvahs help me overall to be more successful? Again, if you're telling me that at the end of the day, I did mitzvos and I didn't do averos. So again, I still go back to my original question. So give me the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach. I don't need 613. 613 doesn't make it easier for me to avoid sin. So if you're talking about a person who did a mitzvah and didn't do averos, again, more is still not better. Im kein ein kan lahagdil schar klal de sof sof kashar yesh lahem harbe mitzvos efshar shiasa harbe chatam. More mitzvos means more averos. V'yochatam machriyam, and then the chataim could tip the scales, God forbid, against me. V'im ratzah Rambam zal lomar. And if the Rambam is trying to say, kasher osa mitzvah v'lo asa shum chet k'neged zeh, bevadei k'dvar av kainhu, if you'll go back again and say that the Rambam's talking about where you have a mitzvah, no corresponding aveira whatsoever. So davar zeh mishnah pshuta. That's not a chiddush at all. As it says in the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamites, a person who does a mitzvah gets olam haba. Now, in what context? The Gemara there concludes that, what does it mean if you did one mitzvah, you get olam haba? It means if you did one more mitzvah, than averos. So therefore what? So obviously, if I did mitzvos and I didn't do any averos, then certainly it's a no-brainer that I'm going to get olam haba. But again, in terms of this idea, the Rambam is saying that this one mitzvah somehow is going to outweigh everything. Says the Maharal, no such thing. Let's go back to that Gemara that we referenced earlier, the Rambam reference. Let's learn it more carefully, says the Maharal. V'chod Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us the story. Kishachal Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. When Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was deathly ill, Amar lo Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, ma'ani la'olam haba. He said to Rebbe, what's going to be with me in olam haba? Am I going to be zoichel olam haba? So Amar lo, he said to him, klum ma'isa bal yadcha. Did you ever have a special mitzvah? And he says to him, Amar lo, yes. And here's what happened. Now we get the full story. Ma'os shal purim nischalfuli b'ma'os shal tzedakah. One time he said, I was saving up money for Purim. I wanted to have a really good Purim suda. I was going to get some really fancy wine. I was going to buy the finest meat. I was really going to have a Leibedik Purim suda. But I accidentally put the money in my pocket with money that was designated for tzedakah. And the money got all mixed up. And I didn't know how much money was Purim money and how much money was tzedakah money. So I didn't know what to do. So what do you do? So what would we do? We would have said, well, okay, so I'll err a little bit in favor of the tzedakah money. I know some of them, let's say, you know, I have a sense that it was, you know, I'm not sure exactly how much, but okay, so I'll give 75% to tzedakah and I'll keep 25% for Purim. Right? Because that much I know is that much at least was money designated for Purim. So you know what he did? No, he took all the money and he gave it all to Aniyim. He divided up all the money to Aniyim. He said, I went all out that time. I didn't want to, even though I had saved up all that money for my Purim suda, I gave away all the money to the Aniyim just to play it safe. Amr lo, so he said to him, wow. Im kein mechalkecha yehei chalki migoralecha yehei gorali. Halavai should be zocha to be your neighbor in olam haba. What a gevaldik tzedakah. Wow. You could have kept some of the money for yourself and you gave away at such great personal expense, you gave all the money to the Aniyim. Gevaldik. What an amazing mitzvah. So says the Maharal, let's understand this Gemara properly. Vinira, lo shebishvil mitzvah zos yizke liolam haba. What it means, it doesn't mean that because of this one mitzvah it was so outstanding that he's going to get olam haba. That's not what it means. Raksharo b'kiyum mitzvah achas ketikna ma'od shayam machmir ba. When he saw how stringent he was about this particular mitzvah, he said, this is indicative of the type of person you are. Meaning he made a character assessment based on this particular mitzvah. As the Rambam himself seems to understand. From the way that he did this particular mitzvah, he was able to infer that what? He's a really, really great person. Now, I'll just mention, we don't have time to go into it by Arichas now, but I will just mention in the edition that I'm using here with the footnotes, it points out that this is an idea we find in the Maharal in general. The Maharal, the way he writes it here in the footnote, he says, we find in Kama Mekomos Chazinan Shadas Maharal Hi, She'ein Chatzitzin Ugvulin Benafsho Shal Adam. The Maharal says, and it sometimes is works out better for us, sometimes it becomes more challenging for us, but the Maharal doesn't make boundaries or divisions within a person's soul. In other words, the way he explains it here is if you see a person do a mitzvah, and then sometimes he does an avera, so we say his mitzvah is not a full expression of who he is, right? Because if the mitzvah was really b'shleimusa, then he would, if that's who he really was, he couldn't do this avera. Which is interesting because the Maharal Dafka is the one who always tries to downplay Averos and tell us that Averos are not an authentic expression. So again, on the deepest level, we're always Tzaddikim. V'amei Kulam Tzaddikim. But on the surface level, if I sometimes do a mitzvah and I sometimes do an Avera, so we say about this person, my mitzvah can't be that real because otherwise I wouldn't, how could I be someone who simultaneously does mitzvahs and does Averos? So from the fact, the way the Maharal is understanding this Gemara, from the fact that he gave tzedakah, that this Heiligatana gave tzedakah with such commitment, it was indicative of what? Of his entire character. It must be that you're the type of person who not only in this case, one time, did this amazing mitzvah, like the Rambam is using the Gemara, but rather this is indicative that you must be a person who always gives it his all, And for such a person, wow, a person who's that dedicated in this one particular mitzvah, it must be that that if I were to add up all the mitzvahs of your life, you'd be a tremendous tzaddik. So so again, this is the Maharal's challenge to the Rambam. He goes further. We're going to stop here for tonight because I see our time is up. But he goes further explaining the Gemara a little bit more, explaining, we'll see it next time, God willing, how the money for Purim is really a very gashmias dikamil, and tzedakah money is really a great expression of one's spirituality. And the fact that he was willing to take such gashmias and turn it into ruchnias is indicative of a person who's going to take his olam haza and turn it into olam haba. So again, it was part of the character of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion as being assessed by this Gemara. But again, the basic premise and the basic question I leave with you as a question for you to think about until next time, which again is, why did Hashem give us so many mitzvahs? You want me to be successful, Hashem, so make it easy for me. Give me a couple of mitzvahs to focus on, and I promise I'll do a good job. 613 mitzvahs, it's a lot of opportunity to get things right, but it's more lo sase than mitzvah sase. It's a lot of opportunities to get things wrong. Okay, so let's think about that question, and if anyone has any thoughts, you know, send our allies to say.